bond to that gives you permission to leave this country, but also to enter another country, but to come back into your country because you have a passport, because you're a citizen of this country. But God loves us, and he loves us forever. And God wants us to know today that he wants to give us peace, and he wants to give us life. The Bible says, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we live at peace with God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's how much God loves you. That's how much God wants you to have peace. That's how much God wants you to have life in serving and living. Jesus says, I came so that everyone would have life and they would have it more abundantly. So Jesus didn't come just to get a group of people to heaven. He came so we here on the earth can enjoy this life that he has for us. A life of peace and a life of happiness. Since God planned for us is to have peace in real life right now, there are so many people that are hurting today. There are so many angry people on the inside. We don't understand why our culture or our society is like that today. You can agree with me or not, but anywhere you go today, anything that happens today, all you hear is this anger, spew of hatred that just comes out of people's mouths. People aren't happy, and then they look at you and they see that you are happy. They say, what drugs are you on? Or what are you drinking? What makes you that way? I say, Jesus made me that way, and Jesus can make you that way as well. So God has a purpose for everyone in this room today. I don't know what the purpose is, but God has a purpose for everyone. As I look across the audience today, God has a purpose for your life. He has a plan for your life. But right now, what God wants for your life, if you don't know him as your Savior, he wants to give you peace and he wants to give you life. This is what he wants to do. But the problem is, we all have a problem. One way or another, we all have a problem. And that problem that we have, if we don't know Jesus Christ, is a separation from God. A separation from God. God created us in his own image so we can know him personally and have a joy-filled life. Over 6,000 years ago, when God created Adam and Eve, God created them so they can have a relationship with them. But through sin and through the fall, that separation was broken. It was demolished. It was splintered. And no longer was that relationship there. And God had a plan in play, even before the foundation of the world, that if man fell, that he would restore them and bring them back to him. That he couldn't live in separation from them, and neither should they live in separation from him. God never expects us to do it alone. He never wanted us to do it alone. God doesn't want us to go through life by ourselves and doing everything by ourselves. He wants to help us. He wants to aid us. But we have a problem. And that problem is the separation from God. He did not make us as robots to automatically love and obey him. He gave each of us a free will and a freedom of choice. And since the beginning of time, we have chosen to disobey God and go our own way willfully. And because of that, we bring punishment upon ourselves. We still make choices today. Every one of you made a choice to get up and come to church. Everyone, you made a choice today in one way or another, what you were going to eat and what you're going to wear until you came to church and we say, hey, we got free shirts for you. And by the way, if you didn't get one, we do have them in that room. And if there's not a size for you, put your name down and put your size on it, and we will get you one in that way. But we all have free choices. We all have a moral obligation to one another, but also to God, an understanding of our relationship to him. And this result of separation from God will end in misery if you don't choose to serve him. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And then in Romans chapter 6, 23, the results of sin is death, but the gift of eternal life is given to us by Jesus Christ our Lord. So God makes a way to bridge that gap. God makes a way to take that separation and say, you no longer have to be separated from me. You can draw near to me. And that separation, the Bible says, is disobedience from God. It's a result of being separated from him. And any attempt that we can ever do to try to unite us back with God other than through accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior is futile. And throughout ages, people have tried many ways to bridge this gap to reach God, and without success. Years ago, I visited a place in Mexico, in Tizcanilla. I hope I'm saying that name right. And the pyramids of the Maya ruins. And these pyramids were humongous, big. And they were telling us the history of them and how literally people will try to do certain feats of tasks, climbing up those pyramids on their knees and on their elbows and getting all bloody and all torn up just to get an appeasement and acceptance from God. People find many ways to try to do that, but that's not the way God intended it to be done. God's saying nothing that you do in yourself can make yourself right with me. It's what you allow in you that will make me right with you. And that is like asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. The Bible says Adam sinned, and that sin brought death into the world. Now everyone has sinned, and so everyone must die. But you think that I'm not going to die. You think that I'm going to live forever. I'm here to tell you that's not the truth. The truth is it's appointed on man to die once, and after that is the day of judgment, the place where you're going to abode forever. Either going to abode in heaven or you're going to abode in a Christless eternity, which is hell. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 says, you may think you are on the right road and still end up at a dead end. Has that ever happened to you? That you got on a road and you said, oh, this has got to be the road. But as you go down the road, you come to a sign that says dead end. And then what do you have to do? You have no choice but to turn around and go back and find another way. Or go down the road and somebody removed a sign that says bridge is out. You can't cross. And you're like, well, I was never indicated the bridge was out. Well, somebody tricked you because they wanted you to go that way. You know, the enemy of our soul does that. The enemy of life does do that. It sends us down dead-end paths. It sends us down roads without bridges. It sends us down paths that lead us strayward and away from the goal that God has for our life. That separation from God is probably one of the greatest pain that people face in their lives today. Separation to have peace, separation that won't allow them to be reassured, separation that will not bring reassurance. There's only one way to reach God. The Bible says there's only one way to reach God. The world today tells you there are many ways you can reach God. But I'm sharing with you from the text, from the Bible, from the Word of God, God's own words, there's only one way to get to Him, and that is through Jesus Christ as your Savior. So what is God's remedy? What is God's remedy? God's remedy is the cross. It's the cross. Jesus Christ is the only answer for this problem. He's the only one who can bring us back to God. He died on the cross. He rose from the grave. He paid the penalty of our sin. And he bridged that gap where there was no bridge across that road. He bridged that gap where people can get to God and God is able to minister to the needs of the people. That's what the cross is. The cross is that bridge. That cross fulfills that gap. That cross fulfills the way where you can't get there on your own merits and your own favors. But the only way that you can get there is through Him and only by Him. I know we live in a very spiritism society today. Very spiritisms of all manners. And that's what we call them, spiritisms. Because there are all these different evil spirits that are there that are meant to deceive people and lead them astray. And we have to be very careful that the foundation that we stand on is Christ and Christ alone. The Bible is our text. The Bible is our guidebook. The Bible is our roadmap. It brings us to God and tells us how we can get to God. There's just no other way, my friend. Matter of fact, the scripture tells us in John 6, there's no way that anyone can come unto the Father except the Spirit of God draws him. So you don't happen to fall into salvation. You just don't happen to come to an understanding knowledge that God is the way, the truth, and the life, which sometime you will come to. But you come to that understanding because God loves you and God is drawing you. God loves you and He's drawing you. He says, I can't let you be like this. I can't let you to go down this road that's going to lead you to separation from me. I love you too much. I want to bring you onto myself. 1 Timothy 5, 12, 2:5 says this, there is only one God, and Jesus Christ is the only one who can bring us to God. 1 Peter 3:18 says, Christ died once for our sins. An innocent person died for those who are guilty. Christ did this to bring us back to God. That's why Christ died. He died for you. He died for me because he wanted to bring us back to him. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, but God showed how much he loved us by having Christ die for us. Even though we were sinful, he still died for us. Church, the truth is there's no remedy other than the cross. There's no remedy other than Jesus Christ himself. There's only one way to get to heaven, and it's through him. Redemption is through him. Salvation is through him. Forgiveness is through him. And now we see here today, what has God provided for us, a way to get to him? What must be my choice today? What must be my choice today? The things that I put on my burger, the things that I put on my hot dog, the condiments? What are my choices today? And we all make choices, but I want to share with you the choice that God has for you. And that's your response. That response is give yourself to Jesus. We must trust Jesus to forgive our sins. And we have to determine to obey him for the rest of our lives. That way we can know God and we can find peace with him. That's what people are looking for today. They're looking for peace. They're looking for wholeness and wellness. They're looking for something in their soul that will bring about a sense of meaning and a sense of purpose. We must trust Jesus. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, so you will be saved if you honestly say Jesus Christ is Lord. And if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be accepted by him and he will save you if you truly believe this. With the mouth, the confession is made, and in the heart, belief comes. That's what Romans chapter, verse 10, verses 9 and 10 says. This is God's word, not my word. If there's any good reason why you cannot turn your life over to Jesus Christ right now, share with me what that good reason is. But I know in my life, over the history of my experience as a human being in this life, there is no reason why I can't give Jesus Christ my heart and my life and all of my problems. There's no reason why I can't. People come up with reasons, don't they? They always do. I'm not ready. Today is not my day. I don't want to walk into church. The walls will fall down. I've been hurt by people in the church. I never want to go to church again. By you saying that, you're saying you don't want to trust in God. You don't want to depend on him. You've been hurt too much. And I understand hurt can deter somebody from doing what God wants them to do. But I want to encourage you, don't let that stop you. Don't let that stop you. Because God can heal those hurts and God can make your life whole. How to give your life to Christ is probably one of the questions that I always get asked the most in what I do in my ministry. Sometimes people look at me and they say, well, you're the pastor, you're the minister, you know, tell me. That just opens up the door for me just to lay right out. You know, I don't ask them why they don't want to serve Christ. I just say, you just got to serve Christ. And as you serve him, he changes your life. So it's as simple as knowing your ABCs, I always say. A, admit that you're a sinner and you're in need of forgiveness. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Know that he died for you on the cross. He was buried in a grave, and on the third day he rose from the dead, and now he sits at the right-hand side of the Father. And C, confess him as your personal Savior. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Make me right in God's sight. And God, I commit my life to your care. Who better off to commit your life to than Christ? For me, It was over 46 years ago I gave my heart and my life to Christ. I have never been disappointed in my relationship with him over 46 years. I will tell you this much, I disappointed him many of times, but he's never disappointed me. He's always been there for me. He's always taken me in when I felt left out. He's always been there for me when I feel at times that he wasn't, but he always was. You know that poem about the footprints in the sand? When that person looked back over their life and they only saw one set of footprint, and they say, God, why was there only one set? And he says, that's the time that I was carrying you. See, God walks with us, but there comes times in our lives that God knows that we can't do this. He says, let me carry you. Let me help you through this. A death of a loved one, a death of a child, let God help you carry you through that. Maybe a separation from a loved one, maybe a missing of someone who's gone off somewhere, maybe the separation of a job that was lost or income that you thought you had that you no longer have. God is carrying you through those times. The rejections that you have from your family and your friends, the rejections that you feel in the world that we live in today, God comes along and says, hey, I want to carry you through this. What would you like to give? What would you like to give? There's only one thing you can give. You can't give God your fame, your riches, your jobs, your fortune, power. God doesn't want that. God wants you. He just wants you. He doesn't want anything to come with that. No baggage. He just wants you. And I say to you today, give your life to Jesus Christ. Hey, 2026, as the worship team comes up, 2026 Gallup poll showed that 78% of Americans expect to go to heaven when they die. 78% of Americans expect to go to heaven when they die. They expect. However, many of them hardly, in that same survey, ever pray, ever read the Bible, and ever attend church. Matter of fact, only 34% of the 78% do those things. So if it's a part of you, these are the things that you would do. If it's a part of your life, these are the things that you do. You'll pray, you'll read God's word, you'll go to church. They admit they live to please themselves and what they can get out of God instead of what God can get out of them. And I've learned that in my life and in my heart, it's not what I can get out of God, it's what I want God to get out of me. Believe me, there are some things in me I'm not happy with. I want him to get it out of me. I don't want it there. And then there's other things that God knows that I can give and he wants to use for the kingdom of God's purpose. And I said, yes, Lord, here you go. It's yours. See, these are choices. But the choices will win out if you make the right choices. When is the right time to accept the Lord? When you have to produce a passport? When you go to another country? Or when you try to get back into this country? Is that when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? Jesus, I got my passport. I'm a member of the Oneonta Assembly of God Church. I joined the church back in 1946. I've been a member all these years. That gives me a right to get to heaven, and God says, no, that doesn't give you a right to get to heaven. That's an honorable thing you did, but that doesn't give you the right to go to heaven. You go to heaven based on what my son Jesus Christ did for you. He died on the cross. Have you accepted him as your Savior? Today I want to give you an opportunity as a